Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. You know, one of the things I was talking in the previous segment about how things are going to be different in the future than they have been in the past. Now, you know, obviously you're going to say, well, duh, of course the future is different from the past. But I'm talking about significant changes. I'm talking about the way you and I did. Look, I've been around a long time. And even the only thing that's really been different about in my career in the marketplace really has been the addition of new technology and the acceleration of the speed of change. Change has been with us a lot forever, obviously, but what's new about our world has been the speed of change, the time between one generation of change to the next generation. That's accelerated quite a bit. And other than that, in the two new technologies, really, you know, we've done business the generations, the different generations of consumers and employees haven't changed all that much. But I think these are some areas where things are going to be different in the future. And here's why: for generations, we've been in a consumer economy, and there's no question about it. I mean, consumers have made up for 70% of U.S. GDP. Now think about that, folks. Other countries, other developed countries, Western countries, the consumers spend maybe 50% of the GDP. But up until last year, they were at about 70%. Well, it's not that much now. The size of the percentage of the consumer of the U.S. economy is not 70% anymore because of a lot of things, right? We've had this great recession that we've just had. We've got millions of people unemployed. We've got institutions that are no longer with us anymore. I mean, all the recessions I've been through, all the institutions that we had 50 years ago, we had 20 and 30 years ago and 10 years ago. Today, many of those are gone. We've had generations growing up thinking that in this consumer environment that, you know, if I want something, I put it on a credit card. I charge it. And I want a new television. I can pay that out over 24 months. That's been a good, in a lot of ways, credit is a good thing because it allows us to improve the quality of our life without having to come up with all the money all at once. And so credit can be, well, you know, our economy wouldn't be where it is right now if it weren't for credit. But all that's changed. And here's something else where it's changed. It has changed the behavior of the consumer. And there's a group of people, one sector of the consumers, the young people under, let's say, under 40, that is changed for. Because that group of people, you folks who are in that age, maybe even under 45, maybe even under 50, you've never experienced a recession like we're going through right now. The last time we had anything this serious was the early 80s, and we had some serious problems in those days. So you've never really seen anything like this before, and it's gotten your attention, hasn't it? So if you're in those categories, it's gotten your attention, and so you're rethinking for the first time in your life. You're rethinking how you're going to move forward as a citizen of the United States or whatever country you're in. You're now rethinking that. You're rethinking debt. There's something called the deleveraging of the marketplace that's going on right now that hasn't happened in my lifetime. Certainly not in my career, which is a long career. The deleveraging of the marketplace is not just happening on Wall Street, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just happening in the big banks. It's happening on Main Street. It's happening at the consumer level. And so these are things, these are realities. When I talk about the where we're going is going to be different from where we've been, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, this is one of the examples of what I'm talking about. And that is this deleveraging is changing the way we think about ownership, the way we think about quality of life, the way we think about what's important to us, the way we think about the difference between what we need and what we want. We're really starting to define that a lot more fully. When we come back after these messages, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about, now that we've established that these things are happening, what's that going to mean to you and me and our businesses? 20 Tales, stay with us. I'll be right back. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. It's just you and me. And I've been talking about how things are going to be different as we move forward. How things, when you know, earlier in the hour, I talked about getting outside of your four walls, getting outside your head, getting outside of your building, your town, whatever the next level of getting outside of is for you. You know, as you do that, as you go out and you look around, you're going to see that things are different, and that things are different from the way they were in the past. One of the things I like to tell people is that most of us got a lot, if not all, of our education, and those of us who have been around a while, we learned, you know, most of the things we know about the marketplace in the 20th century. Well, most of those things are you know, not valid anymore. Many of them are not valid anymore, and so And they were already becoming not valid up until last year, in the first decade of this century. But now that we've had what's happened to us in the last 12 to 24 months, many things are being reset, and you see it in the news. Look at the industries, look at the financial industry, look at the automobile industry. Et cetera, et cetera. Look at the public policy things that we're going through. That 2 years ago, nobody would have ever thought about some of these things, right? So we got all these new things, and they're all going to manifest in some way, form, or fashion on a macro scale, or in our lives, and indirectly affect us, or on a micro scale, affect us directly down here on Main Street, where you and I live, where you and I operate our small businesses. And one of those things is the way people behave, the way customers behave. And these are things, folks, that I want you to learn when you get outside of your four walls. I want you to think about, I want you to go looking for these things. I want you to get outside of your four walls and go looking for the way people are behaving. Find out, do some research of your own, look for research from other people, because they're doing it right now. People are doing it right now. We're reporting on it here on our show. We do this, you know, quite often with various people, but I want you to do your own research. I want you to acquire some anecdotal perspectives. Those anecdotal perspectives, the things that you just accumulate as you talk to people, as you work with people, as you go outside your four walls and go sit in a seat and listen to a speaker, or you attend a webinar or something like that, as you do that, pick up, notice trends of your own and acquire your own anecdotal perspectives on these things. But mostly, what I'm going to give you a specific assignment, and that is I want you to start paying attention to how your customers and your prospects, because those are completely two different communities, right? Your customers and your prospects, they both behave differently because one of them knows you and the other one doesn't know you. I want you to find out how they've changed. And here are two ways that they've changed. Number one, your customers and your prospects look different than they used to. when you, as we go forward, as we move forward into whatever it is that's ahead of us for the next, and I'm going to say, let's think about the next 3 years. Folks, I really believe, and I don't like saying this, but I've said it before, I really believe this recovery could take at least 3 years. And I don't think we're going to have employment down to where we want it in 3 years. I don't even think that's going to happen in 3 years. We have maybe 17 million people unemployed or underemployed. That's going to take a long time to absorb these people back into the marketplace. So that's going to affect how people behave. But think about who these people are, the customers and prospects, and especially in terms of their age. And start thinking about, because see, every generation acts a little bit differently. And it's because of where they are in their lives. You know, my children are grown, so I'm going to behave a little differently than a person who's a generation below me who has young children. And they're going to behave differently. They've got different priorities than the generation below them who have no children. Maybe they're not even married yet. So, and then you got a generation below them that are, you know, that haven't even gotten out of school. So I want you to think about the different groups of people that make up the prospect pool and your customer pool. The customer communities that you have, the prospect communities that you can go after. I want you to think about who these people are. And I want you to think about how they're motivated, and I want you to think about finding out how they're behaving differently. I mean, the people who are 45 years old with teenage children, they're, believe it or not, they still had teenagers 2 years ago. They were 43 and they had teenagers 2 years ago, but they were behaving differently. They were doing things differently 2 years ago than they're going to be doing today and next year and over the next 3 years. There are some things that have been reset, and I talked about it a minute ago, some of the deleveraging, some of the attitude we have about credit, that's going to affect the recovery. It's going to slow the recovery down. It's going to cause the recovery to be a little slower. And so credit, depending on how you do business with customers, with consumers and businesses, the credit part of it is going to be part of their behavior changes. And I want you to start thinking about that. I want you to start listening to what other people are saying, including what your customers are saying and what your prospects are saying, and develop strategies for those. When we come back, we'll talk about another way that that things are going to be different. Ten Till, stay with us. We're back at 7 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm talking about... It started out when I started talking about getting outside of our heads. Getting outside of our buildings. Getting outside of our towns. Basically, getting outside of our four walls and seeing what's going on out there. Paying attention to what's happening. I'm trying to encourage you and me both. Me too. To realize that where we're going is going to be different from where we've been. A lot different, probably. Some ways are going to be a lot different. And this recovery that we're in, even though it doesn't feel like a recovery, we are officially in a recovery. It's technically, just like technically the recession's over, technically it's a recession. I mean, it's a recovery, even though it might not feel like it to everybody. But even though we're in that, this is not like all the others. Folks, this is my eighth recovery to experience. My first one was after the recession of 69. So this is my eighth one to experience. And I'm telling you, this one's different from all the others. All the others were not a lot different from the previous one. But this one is going to be. It is already, and it's going to be a lot different. And one of the things I was talking about in the previous segment was some of the ways that our customers are going to be different, the way they're going to behave different, and how we need to go out and find out what that difference is. And I said, I talked about the fact that there's some things that just because of the generations, they're going to be behaving differently. But now I want to talk about the ways they're going to be differently just because of their experiences, their experience right now, what's happening to them right now. They, if they have a job, they know someone who doesn't. If they have a home, they know someone who's lost theirs. And if they haven't lost their retirement through, you know, the collapse of some company, they know somebody who has. If they haven't had their credit cut back significantly on credit cards or whatever, then that, well, actually that's not, probably not even possible. Everyone has had, there's been a resetting of everyone's credit expectations, and therefore, and because of all this, because of the over-leveraging in the past, we've got a deleveraging going on right now. And so this is going to affect, not only are people going to make decisions in the future based on their position in life, the wherever their generation is in the time continuum of living our lives on planet Earth these days, we're also being affected now by the experience that we've just had over the last 12 to 24 months. And that is changing behaviors. Think about this, folks. Think about it, what it takes. Think about what kind of an asteroid impact kind of an event it takes to change the behavior of Americans. We're a tough bunch. We're a pretty hardy bunch of folks. And we're it's hard to change the way we are. I mean, we're kind of proud of who we are and how we are, and we're take no prisoners kind of folks, aren't we? But what's happened to us in the last couple of years has reset a lot of things. It's made us rethink a lot of things, and those new attitudes, the resetting of those ideas, is going to affect the way people buy in the future. And if you don't understand that as a business owner, if you don't understand whether you're doing business with business to business or business to consumers, B2B or B2C, regardless of which one you're doing or both, you've got to find out. You've got to be out there getting outside of your four walls right now, finding out how those customers are changing. They're going to be buying differently. They're going to be thinking about quality differently. They're going to be redefining value. And you've heard me talk a lot over the years about the difference between what we need and what we want. And I'm telling you, there's never been a time more important to understand that right now. You need to find out what your customers need and what they're willing to pay for that. You need to find out what they want and what they want to pay for that. Because what they need is something that they can get a lot of places. What they want is something that they can get, that they can only get from you because you customize for them what they want. But the question is how much are they willing to pay for that? And that's what you've got to find out. And you can only find that out, my friends, if you ask them, and also if you get outside of your four walls. So get up today, go outside, roam around out in the marketplace, ask questions, listen, and get a little smarter. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.